One day, this little five-year-old girl was in her religion class. The teacher asked her, "Who made you?" The little girl said, "Well, God made part of me." The teacher said, "Well, what do you mean God made part of you?" She said, "Yeah, God made me little, and I growed the rest myself." You know, there's some wisdom in that little answer, because it's true, you know, that you and I do create ourselves in this sense. We become the people whose choices we make every day. See, God does create us. He brings us into the world, gives us life, gives us all the possibilities that we have as being a unique individual. But he also gives us freedom to choose. And we become the kind of people we are by the choices that we make. You are the accumulation of your choices. I am the accumulation of my choices. We create ourselves in that sense. Some years ago now, in a parish I was working in, I visited a man at the county farm. Been imprisoned for 6 months for trying to steal an air conditioner. Now, he wasn't the brightest bulb in the pack, because he tried to steal it from the outside, you know, but be that as it may. So I'm sitting there talking to him, and he said, "You know, Father," he says, "I've been stealing since I was like maybe 17 years old." He said, "You know what I come to realize?" He said, "The first time I stole something, it really was hard. I knew I was doing something wrong. I knew I shouldn't do it. I didn't want to do it in one sense, but finally I just gave in to my impulses and I stole it. But the second time," he said, "it was easier. And every time after that, it became easier and easier and easier to steal. Until," he said, "I just realized recently that all those times I stole, I wasn't just taking something, I was making myself a thief. I became a thief in my heart because of the things that I chose to do." So that's true for all of us. We are our choices. We become the people we are by the choices that we make. Now, I share that with you today because in the gospel, the Lord offers us another choice. He says to us today, "If you love me, you will obey my commandments." So he's saying to us, "Will you choose to obey my commandments?" Now, all of you who are here with parents here today, with little children particularly, I want you to put your hands over their ears. All you mothers, by the way, congratulations for all mothers today. You know, all your mothers, I remember my mother always being concerned about dirty words. Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. But today I want you to put your hands over your ears of your children, because I'm going to give you two dirty words that I want them to hear. Dirty words for much of America, anyway. The words are these. Got them? Okay. Obey and commandments. Those are dirty words in America. We don't like to hear that. Obey. Obey. What am I going to obey? I'm not going to obey anybody. I'm making my own choices. I'm doing my own thing. I'm not obeying anybody. Commandments? I'll make my own decisions. I'm not going to obey any commandments. Isn't that the way a lot of people think? You know? I won't obey anybody. Not even God. They don't say that, but implicit is in that is what they're saying. But today Jesus says, "If you love me, you'll obey my commandments." And maybe the problem for us as Americans is that we misunderstand sometimes the commandments of the Lord. We misunderstand their objective. And we think about any commandment being some kind of an imposition on us, something from the outside, something God comes up with just to keep us in line, you know, keep us from being ourselves, from having fun, maybe. What if a commandment is not that at all? What if a commandment is a guideline, a guidepost, a sign to help us become who we're meant to be. See, I think God has created us a certain way. We're created human beings. That means something. That has a content to it. What if the commandments are God's way of showing us what it means to be human? What it means to be our fullest self, our real self. The commandments help us to point us in the right direction so we won't harm ourselves. What if that's what a commandment really is? I'll just give you one example of that. One of the commandments today that the Lord asks us to obey, if we love Him, is His commandment where He says to us, forgive one another as I have forgiven you. Forgive one another. Forgiveness is hard. It goes against the grain. You know, some of you more mature people here might remember when Nikita Khrushchev was the premier of Russia, head of the Communist Party. Khrushchev, you might remember, was a big bear of a man, peasant, who had risen to the power of the head of the Communist Party. One day he was giving an interview, and he said, you know, he said, I kind of admire a lot of the teachings of Jesus. He said, I don't believe in him as the Son of God or anything, but he had some good teachings. Except, you know that teaching where he says, if somebody hits you on the left cheek, give them the right one as well. He said, I don't believe that. He said, if somebody hits me on the left cheek, I'm going to turn around and punch him as hard as I can in the face till his head falls off. Well, that's the way Khrushchev would have reacted too. That's the way maybe all of us tend to think about, you know, forgiveness. No way I'm going to forgive. But just think about what that means if we don't forgive. If we choose not to forgive. Look, for example, at the Middle East today. Generation after generation after generation of hatred between those nations over there. How's that ever going to change? How will that ever change unless somewhere along the line, everybody decides, we've hurt each other, we've got a lot of things to regret in the past, let's put it all behind us, let's forgive, let's start fresh. Nothing will ever change if they don't forgive. Take a look on a more personal level for ourselves. I was reading somewhere not that long ago that a couple of years ago, the American Medical Association did a survey. 3,000 doctors in this country, general practitioners, they asked in the survey this question, among others. What percentage of the people that you see do you think you can really heal? Really heal? You know what the answer to that question was for the doctors? 10%. Now why? The doctors said, well, we can treat the symptoms. We can give them medication to lower the blood pressure. We can give them medication to deal with their anxiety, deal with their pain. But we can't really heal them because their sickness comes not from their bodies, but from their spirits. Their sickness comes from the fact that they can't forgive themselves or other people, that they're angry, that they're upset. That's what's causing their illness. And we can't heal that unless they heal their spirits. Is that true? Huh? Is that what Jesus means when he says, forgive one another? He's not just imposing something on us. He's trying to give us the way to find peace and joy and love. So his commandments are not things that are just imposed on us. They come from within. He's pointing out what's within us as human beings. That's why we choose to obey him. I heard a wonderful old saying. I forget where it comes from. It goes like this. If you use the sword on your enemy, remember, it passes through your own body first. The sword you use on your enemy passes through your own body first. Well, the old Chinese proverb that says pretty much the same thing. If you choose the path of revenge, dig two graves, one for your enemy, and one for yourself. Dig two graves, because when you kill your enemy, you'll be killing yourself inside. So, do Do we choose to follow the commands of the Lord because we know that He's trying to point us in the right direction for joy, peace, and happiness? If only we could adopt the attitude that the Jewish people, when Moses brought them the first communion, first Ten Commandments, had. Now, rather than seeing those Ten Commandments as things that were obstructive, that prevented them from doing what they wanted, they said, "We welcome these commandments. We welcome them. What a wise God we have to show us how to live so we'll find peace and joy. We bless God for these commandments because they help us see what it means to be ourselves." Let's pray today then that we might choose the kind of people we become by choosing to obey the commandments of the Lord, because we see what they're meant to be for us. May God bless you.